Tim Schmidt, the managing editor of Golf Week. Today is Wednesday, June 3rd. Here's your morning golf update. U.S. Captain Steve Stricker said this week that a decision on the 2020 Ryder Cup, scheduled for September at Whistling Straits, will be made in the next 2 to 3 weeks. The bout between the U.S. and Europe faces numerous obstacles created by the COVID pandemic. It could be held as currently planned, could be held without spectators, or could be postponed until next year. In a memo sent to PGA Tour players on Tuesday that was obtained by Golf Week, the PGA Tour has reached an agreement in principle with Workday as the title sponsor for a tournament that will be held at Jack Nicklaus's Golf Club in Dublin, Ohio. That tournament will be played July 9th through the 12th and replace the John Deere Classic, which was canceled this week. That tournament will come 1 week before the Memorial. That's when Nicklaus hosts the best players in the world at Muirfield Village. Harold Varner III is one of the first PGA Tour players to speak out after the killing of George Floyd. And 1 week after Floyd was killed by a Minneapolis police officer, Varner, one of the few black golfers on tour, said he finally gathered his thoughts enough to pen a statement late Monday. Quote, "Here's the obvious. George Floyd should still be alive, absolutely, no doubt. End of story," quote, Varner wrote. You can see all these stories and more at golfweek.com. I'm Tim Schmidt, and this is Wednesday, June 3rd's Golf Week Morning Update.